Is bodybuilding incomplete? The bodybuilding that you see at the gym, people sitting and laying down, lifting 30 times and sitting somewhere else, is low quality neutral. The muscles that people develop from minimal exercise that centers on muscle isolation and not muscle integration are few, and they are low quality. I think we can all imagine a hard-working farmer or road worker with bigger and much more integrated muscles from lifting all day long. These folks seriously work 8 hours a day, and if they eat well and use the new muscle that this affords them, they will beat the gym experience every day. Anybody who does more than what you see at the gym, an older lady who chooses to power walk with eventually heavier dumbbells, and a jogger who isn't a stranger to wrist and ankle weights, maybe responsibly light vest, will beat the common bodybuilder by a lot. So as long as they add more pounds when their body adapts to their existing weight. If they don't do that, then their muscles will not continue growing. Their breathing will become calm, and their weights will not seem heavy at all. I must explain that lifting maximally heavy weights at the gym prevents people from lifting heavier, because they don't lift for long enough. What people refer to as muscle failure after those 10 lifts or first set seems to be mostly a disruption of circulation. An older lady walking home with groceries gets a better workout because she won't let herself be overwhelmed by not buying too much. And yes, her body will be adapting. So as long as she gets more groceries, the moment she can handle it. An hour's worth of duration comes before the weight. It's not how heavy you lift, it's how long you lift your heavy for. But both the common modern bodybuilder, plateaued for lifting their max, and the older lady, even with progressively heavier groceries, suffer from the same problem. They are isolating muscles. The jogger here wins by a mile. Even though they can only carry dumbbells, they still engage all their muscles. Paying attention to gently increasing their initial dumbbell or wrist weights, just about as soon as their body adapts to the initial 3 pounds, will absolutely grow muscle. And unlike that bodybuilder lifting their max, the jogger can always add a little bit more to go on for a little bit longer. Here, in contrast, the average bodybuilder starts at their maximum weight and they are not going to get very far. It's too heavy and not enough endurance. They will lock themselves out of progress in a corner. Simply put, unlike a jogger, because they are lifting their maximum, they can't lift for long enough to adapt. But the problem the lady and the bodybuilder both suffer from is not duration either. The problem is lack of twisting and turning, not just dancing, but performing, up and down, left and right and around, with dumbbells, a variation on all the standing dumbbell exercises. In short, the bodybuilder and the old lady are isolating their muscles and aren't swimming with it. Their bodies are not flowing. Here, the bedumbled gazelle jogger comes close. But it is the swimmer that leads the way, because they are the nearest to dancing. Full bodybuilding is that flowing motion that impacts all major muscle groups and all the muscles in between. For completeness sake, yes, athletes push themselves to the max and they may cause damage to their bodies. but we can clearly see how a swimmer is much safer than a cross-country runner who occasionally hits those paved streets. And here is where true bodybuilding lies. Like a jogger, you first build up an hour's worth of endurance and start lifting light weights as not to ruin that hard-earned hour. Lift light, not so light that you can lift more, but never so heavy that you are forced to stop. But you also have to perform a light dumbbell dance in flowing motion, like a swimmer would. More correctly, a performance dancer with dumbbells in their hands. And before you disagree, and I know you want to disagree with everything I said, let me tell you who the judge of all of this is. Better sit down for this one, because it's the older you. At 50, at 60, at 70, at 80, and beyond. All the muscles you don't exercise by unwisely isolating them out are the ones that will make you wish you had. Lastly, this unwinding swimming dance with eventually heavier dumbbells will give you an enormous body with enormous muscles and all well balanced. So as long as you keep going and keep increasing your weight, just about as soon as you adapt. But the older you is far wiser than you are today. And it won't be your beauty that you will carry with greatness. It will be your health and flexibility and the growing, renewing, flexible body. Please glance into the future and see how sad it will be when you still have your muscles but your body aches everywhere. And you can't get up from the couch without wanting to make noises. That is not old age, which, by the way, is a privilege denied to many. That is secondary muscle atrophy, because you isolated them. Muscle isolation leaves out the muscles that a swimmer can reach. But a robot, as we all are initially at the gym, can't. Bodybuilding is not bad, but the way it is commonly meant to be practiced is sadly incomplete. It lacks the integrated exercise part, the swim dance, the flow with light dumbbells. And what we see in practice at the gym today, along with that fast plateau trap, I'll let you figure out what it is, based on the results that you are seeing.